There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
News first of all, recent changes have been made to federal laws covering the practice of veterinary medicine and the regulation of veterinary products. It's been welcomed by vets in the UAE. Ministry of Climate Change and Environment is responsible for issuing licenses and permission for all veterinary activities, and there are harsher penalties for those who don't go through the correct channels. Essentially, that's what this is about. Medical Director and owner of Blue Oasis Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Dieter Malacek, says there's one particular change that's going to impact pet owners directly.
We need to get approval from the ministry for each and every case that will cost 300 dirhams that the owner has to pay end of the day. So that's actually, in that law, the biggest problem we are facing for pathohistology, for tissue samples. There is no facility in the UAE that has the same quality like one of these in Europe.
That's Dr. Dieter Malacek. He's medical director and he's the owner of Blue Oasis Veterinary Clinic. Changes made to the federal laws covering the practice of vet medicine and the regulation of vet products too. That's one story we're looking at today.
Another story we've been keeping an eye on is about the green malls.
It is, NLT. Sorry, let me just click the button for you. That's my fault entirely.
It's okay. Malls across the UAE are taking steps to reduce their carbon footprint. Majid Al Futtaim Properties have teamed up with integrated energy firm Enova to reduce 3,200 tonnes of carbon dioxide emission per year at three of their malls. Earlier today, Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre spoke with Gaith Shoker, who is the CEO of shopping malls at Majid Al Futtaim. Mohammed began by asking him what else they're going to do to go green.
We have a set policy in place where we target to achieve net positive by 2040, and we have, in the meantime, of course, we have targets that we are tracking towards that objective. So today, our focus is on reducing energy consumption of 5% in our existing shopping centers and 7.5% on all of our new developments. But we're also dramatically cutting the usage of water, waste, and also working a lot on the recyclable grey water, as an example, as well as waste.
Okay, now we know it's great for the environment, but what's in it for you guys? What do you guys stand to gain by introducing these policies?
Well, I think for us it's really twofold. One is it makes good business sense. It makes good business sense because the returns are there. For example, today on the investments that we're making in these three shopping centers that we've announced, a return of about 80 million dirhams over 2 decades, which is the life of these investments. But also the other side, we are good global citizens, good local citizens, and it's our responsibility to lead in this respect. And of course, you know, we are part of the community, and our consumers and our retailers and ourselves care very much about the environment that we live in. So we do our bit.
It's Gaith Shoker. He's the CEO, actually, of shopping malls at Majid Al Futtaim. So we expect greener malls in the not-too-distant future. Now, another story we've been looking at today is, here's your headline, or headlines like this that we woke up to this morning. What's that in the sky? UAE residents stumped over flaming objects overhead was one headline that I saw. Was it a bird? Was it a plane? Was it a superhero? Was it a meteorite? Was it space junk? Those are the questions we're asking.
Well, we know now.
We know now. Hassan Al-Hariri is the CEO of the Dubai Astronomy Group. We spoke to him about an hour ago, and he told us, first of all, exactly what we saw flying through the sky last night.
So the thing was actually a module of International Space Station resupplying module. It's called Progress. It's specifically Progress MS-07SL4R/B. Forget about the numbers. It's a Progress resupply module which goes from the Kazakhstan, goes to the International Space Station, give these guys the foods and waters and whatever they require, and then come down in the atmosphere and burns. They deliberately burns them up in the atmosphere because they are not reusable things.
He also he told us exactly what we saw flying through the sky last night and explained why we saw it.
Anything burns in the atmosphere looks beauty. So people don't anticipate to see a lot of things from the sky falling from the sky. But this was literally things falling from the sky. And it's a part of the space debris which usually comes down. But most of the time, scientists and the space agencies, they try to make this thing over the oceans. This one also similar kind of phenomena, which will be falling over the ocean, basically. But it started to enter into the atmosphere from above the Arabian Peninsula in front of the Riyadh. So people in Bahrain and Riyadh and Saudi, they have seen it down coming all the way to us and over Oman, and then actually burning totally over the Indian Ocean. That was the trajectory of this module. And it takes people with the amazing interest that people were really ignited with curiosity with it.
That's Hassan Al-Hariri, CEO of Dubai Astronomy Group. He also, just the end of the conversation we had, shared some of the upcoming astronomy events we can look forward to. And if you're thinking, well, what if space junk does fall from the sky? He said, don't worry.
There are a few events are coming up. For example, we have Lunar Shower in November, and then we have Gemini Shower in December. These would be spectacular ones. I would definitely advise people to come for it. We're going to make the stargazing trips. And definitely we're going to take the people to the desert and show them the beauty of these meteor showers. And plus, I mean, guys, the thing which happened last night is happening around the world all the time. So nothing so big has to fuss on that. So nobody should be worried about something falling over the heads. Nothing is coming. Everything being done a lot of miles and kilometers above our heads. So it's no chance to fail anything or have a danger of this kind of event.
Okay, so we now know what it was last night, flaming in the sky that Hassan so memorably called beautiful, and it is a very reasonable way to look at it. It was actually space junk, not a meteorite or anything, nor was it anything really to look get worried about either. That's a story.
It did look so today. Nice, though. Lots and lots of pictures floating around and videos on social media. It looked beautiful. Yeah. But, it was kind of, we sat there and all these messages started coming in and, you know, Alex and his friends who are often in the sky, you know, thought they might have had an idea of what it might have been. They were all clearly wrong.
Did lots of pilots get together and say, oh, maybe it was, maybe it
yes.
was actually.
I don't know. What's a collective noun for pilots?
I don't know. I'd say a pulpit of pilots. No, maybe not.
What do you think it is, Michelle?
A pilot.
A pile of pilots.
Or I prefer a pile of pilots.
A pile of pilots, yes.
A
pocket.
A pocket of pilots, pocket, that's pocket a very good pilots. One. Yes, I think a pocket of pilots convened and discussed, and that was where we stood on it.
I think Tim, you mentioned earlier, it could have been a superhero.
It's entirely possible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Stranger things have happened. Did you see that story recently? Somebody, I think it was in Russia, somebody said there was what appeared to be a superhero flying through the sky. Somebody saw a figure that was human-like flying through the sky. It was recent. It was like last week.
Maybe it was Jetman. Well, Jetman.
Entirely possible. Well, that's actually a thing,
isn't it? That
video
is going to come out soon on Instagram.
It will. Yeah, I don't know. That happened. So somebody, it was like, oh, it's Iron Man up in the sky. You may cock a snoot at that NLT, but that's what I read. It was on the internet.
If you read it, it was probably true.
Well, I know. I like to believe everything that people put online because that's the way forward in this new millennium. Dubai Opera on October the 27th. Sorry, I have to fit this in here quickly because otherwise Michelle will shout at me. What is the name of this song? If you'd like to go and see Status Quo, two tickets. All you have to do is put your name on a text. You know the score. 4001 via the free app and tell us the name of this. It's been interesting today, actually. So many people have got this wrong, it has to be said. I suppose, you know, you could say that they are of a type of music. They indeed perform boogie rock, according to Wikipedia. But if you want to go see Status Quo, then text us in. Right, Ollie Barrett joins us next from London.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.